We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hello, everybody. It's a Wednesday. Chad Hartman, Adam Carter, Dan Cook, News Talk 830 WCCO. We have a lot for you today. More guests than normal, but there's plenty going on. The Senate Majority Leader, Jeremy Miller, is with us in less than 30 minutes. They unveil a very different budget proposal than Governor Walz. Not all the details out there, but the parameters, to the surprise of no one, in stark difference from Governor Walz. So we will chat with Senate Majority Leader Miller at 12:35. Mike Osterholm, the best in the business, world-renowned epidemiologist, spews facts on a regular basis. And when he's projecting, when you're in the middle of a pandemic, is everything perfect? Obviously not. Nobody is going to get everything right as the pandemic unfolds in front of us. His success ratio is overwhelmingly accurate, and we appreciate having him on. Playing politics. Where do we go with playing politics today? Not much to discuss, right? 135. Pat Lopez and John Rash from the Star Tribune. The Justice Breyer news has broken about hour and 10 minutes ago or so. So our guy from Texas School Law, Stephen Vladek, is with us at 2:05. And the great Patrick Royce is with us at 2:35. I want to hear from you on the weather. We're going to get to it in a second. And I got it. It's better today. But Adam pointed out, tomorrow night, guess what it is? Guess what your lows are tomorrow night? 11 below zero. Actual temperature tomorrow night. So what is the worst of this nonsense? I got it. We got family here. We got kids here. We got friends here. Schools are great. Lakes are great. Why in the hell do we live here? Honestly, why do we live here? What is the worst of the winter? Adam, I am once again still awaiting a phone call for the Vikings head coaching position. I pointed this out weeks ago. They have not called me yet. And as of now, as of 12:10, I have not received a phone call from President Biden on the open Supreme Court position. Which one is a better fit for me? And could I pull off both, do you think?
Probably not. I don't think that. I think the head coaching job would involve much, much more time than you would need to devote to the being a Supreme Court justice. I still like you for the head coaching job.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Dan.
I think you'd wither under the questioning of Ted Cruz and the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee.
I'd eat him for lunch. Ted Cruz would like a pate. Come on, Teddy. We see how strong he is when you push back at him. Come on. Dan, I think Adam just said the Vikings head coaching position is more complicated, more difficult than to be a justice on the Supreme Court. That's what I took.
And I think it's also more time consuming, which is why I think you'd be a better fit for the Supreme Court justice position, because I don't know when you're playing golf if you're the head coach of the Vikings. That's like 24/7, 365 now. You know, the justices, they at least get a little vacation time, you know?
Yeah, which one affects my golf? Because that's a very good point. Although after hitting balls yesterday, it's – I think the end is near. I really think the end is near. It's when is paddleball starting? I haven't played paddleball. Carter, have you played paddleball yet?
I have not, no.
I mean, maybe that's my
– paddleball, is that different from pickleball?
Yeah, or pickle – either one. I'm willing to try either. It might be over. The body parts, I'm not sure they're moving quite as well as I want them to. I want to do both, Carter. Listen, the man replacing Stephen Breyer, the woman replacing Stephen Breyer, and I think the heavy, heavy favorite is going to be a black female, since the president said it on the trail multiple times that he wants to replace the next justice with a black female, and there are many, many candidates. By the way, 116th person, 110 of those have been white males. So, yeah, we're about due. We're about due for a little more gender and racial diversity. Let me toss this one out from Bill Kristol, and then I want to get to the weather stuff. What is the worst about the weather? Bill Kristol, longtime conservative, part of the conservative intelligentsia. But now he's a never Trumper because he just told the truth. But he's not quite Bernie Sanders. In fact, he's an actual conservative, unlike Donald Trump. Straightforward from here. Here's what Bill Kristol predicts, Carter. June 30th, court overturns Roe. July 1st, Breyer is officially out. Says court needs aggressive, progressive justices. July 4th, Joe Biden picks who for the court? Vice President Harris. Harris resigns as VP. July 5th, Joe Biden picks. Do you guys have a guess who Bill Kristol suggests that Joe Biden would pick under this scenario as his next VP?
Amy Klobuchar.
Dan?
Pete Buttigieg.
Mitt Romney.
Ooh,
as VP.
Whoa.
Says national unity needed for the world crisis. Which one of these scenarios is most likely and least likely? Court overturns Roe. Biden picks Harris for the court. Biden picks Romney as VP. I'm going to say least likely is Mitt Romney as the VP. Different times would Joe Biden do that? Maybe. Right? John McCain. They're reasonably similar in their Senate background. Wanted to pick Joe Lieberman. Couldn't do it. Went with Sarah Palin. Energized the party. Brought in the craziness. I guess the most likely one to me is court overturns Roe. Adam, most likely, least likely. Court overturns Roe. Biden picks Harris for the court. Biden picks Romney to replace her.
I mean, based on the fact that the first one has to happen for the other two to happen, but I'm not as convinced that the court will overturn Roe. I would think the second one. I'll go with the
Harris.
Harris as a Supreme Court justice would be the least likely.
That's the least likely. Okay.
Most likely is that the court overturns Roe. They're going to say that they're not overturning Roe. They're going to come up with some legal jargon to make it not, you know, in their minds, not overturning Roe, but effectively they're going to overturn Roe versus Wade. I think that's a strong, strong likelihood. And I think the other two are very unlikely. I don't think the president would nominate the vice president for the court. And I don't think the president could, practically speaking, nominate Senator Romney for vice president, because there's a good chance that both the House and the Senate flip majorities this next midterm cycle. And if that happens and Mitt Romney is sitting on is sitting as the vice president of the United States, Joe Biden's going to get impeached in about 0.1 seconds.
Yeah, I don't think there's any scenario where Mitt Romney would impeach him. I don't. I just think the liberal side of Joe Biden's party would crush him. Who is the biggest name that Biden could pick for the Supreme Court? It's one person, and no one is close. Who am I guessing? Who am I suggesting? No one is close.
Merrick Garland?
Barack Obama.
Oh.
Barack Obama is the biggest name he could pick. I mean, everything he did at Harvard. Legal scholar. Professor of constitutional law. And I think he was president of the United States. 0 to 10, likelihood that Barack Obama would take the job. 0 to 10 that he would take the job. I'll go first. 1. Adam?
Yeah, I don't, 1.5. I don't think there's any interest.
1.5, so a little more likely me. Cook?
I'll go a little less likely, 0.5.
Yeah. Think he likes life? Making big dough? Wouldn't be a bad second act, though. I mean, to go from president to Supreme Court justice. Okay, we'll talk more about that throughout the show with Playing Politics and Stephen Vladeck. What is the part of winter that is just driving you the most nuts? Let's get your passion. What is bugging you the most about this awful, overrated winter? 651-461-9226. Today, I think I'm right, Dan. It would have been Eddie Van Halen's 67th birthday. Is that correct?
It's his birthday. I don't remember which one it is.
You didn't check?
No.
We can check real quick. But because of that, we're going to play some Van Halen. I'm sure Dan has plenty of Van Halen tunes with Eddie as prominent as he was right there. What is the worst of weather? I'll give you a couple things for me, Adam and Dan. And I want your text, 651-461-9226. My middle boy, who I love to the maximum, tied to his job, is working outside in this. And I got it. There are hundreds of thousands who are out working in this. And I feel for you. I don't love you, though. I'm not Corey. I'm not going to lie and say I love you. He does it. I appreciate that you're listening. I really do. I love Griffin Andrew. So that's my priority one, that my boy is out in this as much as he is. Just how tough normal stuff is, Adam and Dan. I mean, the mean streets here at Plymouth, it was garbage night. And remembering a couple more things I wanted to bring out, and I was turning it into like Saving Private Ryan the first 30 minutes. I was just building up like, oh, I have to walk, you know, 10 yards out there to do it. Just walking back and forth the car, getting groceries, just the everyday life when it's painful. So it's just how omnipresent it is. This show talks the least weather of any show on the station, and again, we're not close on this, but this is brutal. This is absolutely brutal. Okay, what do you guys have? Dan, you first. What is the worst
Dan's on the phone, but I'm making...
Oh, Dan's on... Is he on the phone?
I'm making
note
of the fact
that... Is that the Supreme Court calling me?
I'm making note of the fact... Well, I don't know if they're... Because now they've got material when you go before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Chad Hartman... At 12:25, equates walking to his car to storming the beaches at Normandy.
I don't see a difference.
The greatest generation.
I don't see it. Listen, I had to bring that recycling out there to the, you know, at the end of the driveway.
What I hate is the when the cold comes on the heels of these snowfalls, and now we're left with this layer of slippery cement on every street, right, where traction is just, forget about traction, and your car, it's just, it drives me crazy. That is what's frustrating to me, and I've got no time left for it.
Winter, dead to me. Is that what you're saying?
Dead to me.
We could do, the three of us could do this show in Scottsdale, right?
I'm in.
Yeah.
Let's close circuit to the sales staff next year. We'll stay here for Christmas, January, February, March. Welcome back, everybody. We're in Scottsdale, Arizona. Too bad you're not, but we're still going to talk Minnesota. Millions of shows. And we got thousands of listeners are listening to us outside of the Twin Cities area. Why can't we do it?
Right.
We all going to live in one house together in Scottsdale?
Oh, heck no.
Yeah, no, I'm out on that.
Depends how big the house is.
That's true.
There's not a house big enough.
If it's... Oh, I don't think you've seen enough of Scottsdale.
That's no, I know that they have big houses. I'm telling you, the house doesn't exist that's big enough for the three of us to be in. We'd be at each other's throats.
Really?
For sure.
Carter, we could bump into each other occasionally in some
for three
mansion, 35,000 square foot
I'll give
mansion.
You the Mike Zimmer to Brian O'Neill treatment. Won't say good morning to you.
Exactly. Or I thought you were going to say the Kellen Mond. I don't need to see more of you. That's it. Bus duty before and after school. Endless indoor recess. Well, how about this one? Slipped on the ice Sunday morning, broke my kneecap, leg immobilized till March, ready to move to Florida. I am
so
sorry.
Painful.
Oh, man. My salty car. My car is supposed to be brown. It is white.
It just gets that ugly white color. All vehicles look the same.
Yeah. I figured out the solution for that. Just have a really, really old car, and then you don't care.
That's one way.
That's how I'm doing it.
A number of ones related to dogs and pooping. How are you handling that at the Carter Mansion?
They're going out and they're pooping, but it's great because that's one of the upside. They're not spending a lot of time out there, you know, meandering, and they're like coming back. They're like, okay, we're done. So bravo.
Are you out there with them, encouraging them?
Yeah, I go out. We let them off the deck, so I'll stand at the top of the deck and wait for them.
Do you taunt them with your clean? Your clean colonoscopy.
He's wearing the Cousin Eddie robe and bomber hat.
Yes.
And
the Dickie, too, of course.
The worst of winter is listening to the whiners.
Wow.
Winter isn't the problem. People just brainwash each other into hating winter.
No,
our
I think
homes, cars, and clothes are warmer than ever. Don't let the door hit you in the ass when you leave for Florida.
It's the opposite. We brainwash ourselves telling everybody we enjoy it.
That's it.
Keeps the riffraff out.
That's it. It's you know what the worst is? Why do you live here? This is what happens. You know what? You're allowed to opine when it's 35 below wind chill and say, and I hate this word, but I'll use it rarely, it sucks. And I've lived here 90% of my life. And you know what's better than 35 below? 70. It's not radical. It's not whining. It's telling the truth. Now, when it's 10 and you like to ski, you like to snowshoe, you like the change of season, good on you. Own it. But don't be telling me this is just whiners, because you're under the delusion spell. I'm tough. I can handle this. Carter, tell this guy to lose our number.
Lose our number, punk.
Can I give mine, by the way? I'm sorry, I was on the phone when you first had to
come
over there. Sure. But
was that the White House or the Vikings?
Unfortunately, it was not.
Okay.
I wish it would have been.
Dang it.
But mine is the game that I play every morning now when it's like been a really, really cold night, which is, is there enough air in my rear two tires to get to work, or do I have to break out the air compressor and fill them up a little bit?
I hate
That's
that
fun.
So much, too.
That's fun.
I got ahead a month ago or so when it was a little better, and I said, I'm not going to be there, Dan, when it's 10 below, and all of a sudden the tires have dropped, 10 pounds for some reason. Sure beats 90, humidity, mosquitoes.
Nope.
Hell no it does.
Nope.
No. It does not when it's 35 below. Love winter. Go ahead and love winter. You don't love 35 below. You just don't. Embrace it, Chad. Ice fishing, snowmobiling, snowshoeing, lots of good activities. Okay. I have done two of the three. Did a lot of snowmobiling growing up. Snowshoeing a couple times recently. Fine. It's all good. Not at 35 below. It's not good. Staticky hair and dry skin.
Oh.
How are you guys doing on the dry skin quotient?
Terrible. It's awful.
Yeah, it's not good.
I actually run a humidifier in my bedroom at night just to try and get some moisture in the air because my apartment's got baseboard heat, you know, boiler room heat. So the air in there is just bone dry all winter long. It's horrible.
I got a question. This might be, I might get praised for this or absolutely taken to the woodshed.
Sure.
Call the moron.
Gee, I wonder which is more likely on this
God,
show.
God, I hope it's the woodshed. By the way, we have multiple people texting us while listening to Scottsdale. So.
Why don't we have indoor, like drive-through, like indoor gas stations that are heated? I get fumes, but there,
what happened to this
guy? Problem,
yeah. No, honestly, but I'm saying there, we've got the ability to dissipate fumes. But why? I think that if you've got a gas station where you've got you can drive in and it's I mean it's not like you know even if it's just like 40, I think you get
it's way better.
Yeah,
it's an increase in overhead, and so do you want to pay 10 cents more a gallon
on a day like today?
Sign me up, baby. On the really,
is it air conditioned
on the really cold
the winter,
days?
Or during the summer? Is it air conditioned during the summer then, too?
That's, I guess that's an issue.
He's just forming the idea. I mean, you think Jobs came up with that iPhone right away, you know, Dan? This is like watching Steve Jobs early or Fred Jobs. Maybe.
It's like, maybe what? That's, you know, like Newton. If you're behind the scenes watching Newton. Nate Newton.
Okay. Which exactly?
Fig Newton.
Fig Newton. Fig. I think you're closer
Buddy
to
Fig.
Fig Newtons.
Oh, gross. Disgusting.
Yeah, they don't do it for me. They don't. They just don't. Dan, Fig Newtons?
You know, I want to say my dad loved them because I remember we had them a lot around the house when I was a kid, but I haven't had one probably in
Hey,
a
Dad,
decade
be better than that. Come on.
You know, you taking off after my dad?
I just did.
He knows people, you know.
Yeah, come on.
Next time you're on the freeway and you see some lights in the back in the rearview mirror there. Yeah.
Well, they won't be
rethinking coming after my dad.
I know that. The Senate Majority Leader, Jeremy Miller, is moments away.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.